Hey, welcome. Today you're going to build punchy, old-school hardcore stabs that cut through rolling drum and bass at about 174 BPM. This is an intermediate Ableton lesson, so you should already be comfortable with simpler, sampler, wave-eatable or operator, routing to return tracks, and basic mixing tools. I'll walk you through the sound sources, multi-layer stacking, envelope and pitch tricks, a classic processing chain, routing and arrangement ideas so your stabs hit hard without muddying your low end. Quick overview of the result. You'll make a stacked stab with a transient click, an analog-ish saw body, a metallic FM bell, and an optional clean sub layer. We'll add distortion and glue compression, short gated reverb or delay for that early 90s rave vibe, and MIDI placement patterns so the stab accents your drums instead of fighting them. First, choose your sources. For the attack layer, use a short click or high-pass noise in simpler or sampler. For the body, use wave-eatable or analog with sawtooth oscillators. For the metallic part, use operator or an FM wave-eatable as a bell. Optional sub, a pure sign from operator or a one-shot sign in simpler kept on its own chain. Now let's build the layers. Create a MIDI track labeled stab and prepare separate tracks or chains for each layer. For the body in wave-eatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw, oscillator 2 to saw or square, and optionally transpose it an octave to fatten. Use unison 2 to 4 voices with the tune around 0.03 to 0.12 and spread roughly 20 to 40%. Set the amp envelope to a near instant attack, decay between about 120 and 220 milliseconds, sustain 0 and release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Add a state variable low pass or the wave-eatable filter with cutoff around 2.5 to 5 kHz depending on brightness, a little resonance 2 to 6%, and a filter envelope amount about 10 to 30% with decay similar to the amp envelope. Play a small chord shape root, fifth and octave or a minor triad and save the patch. For the transient click, use simpler in classic mode with a short click sample or a very tight noise burst. Set the amp envelope attack to 0, decay 20 to 40 milliseconds, sustain 0 and release 10 to 30 milliseconds. High pass at around 400 to 1000 Hz, so it sits bright. Nudge the click's MIDI a few milliseconds earlier, around minus 5 to minus 10, to give the stab perceived immediate attack. For the metallic bell layer, use operator in a 2-op or light 4-op configuration. Make the carrier a sine or bell-tuned waveform and set the modulator to a harmonic multiple, 2 or 3 times the carrier. Fast attack, decay around 90 to 160 milliseconds, sustain 0. Apply a band pass or high pass to emphasize upper harmonics. If you have Live 11, try resonators or corpus on a duplicate layer tuned to the chord root with a short decay to create vowel-like formants. For the sub layer, keep it simple. One sine oscillator, decay around 160 to 250 milliseconds and release 80 to 200 milliseconds. This audio version is shortened for playback.